Welcome to The Listening Post. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. It seems like there's nowhere to hide from big storms this week. It's all a warm-up for another hurricane season and a reminder of all that entails. Floods, Katrina anniversaries, elevating your house, oh yeah, and politics.
We keep hearing that 2014 has been the warmest year on record. I asked the chair, you know what this is? It's a snowball.
That's Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, who heads the Senate Environmental Committee, punctuating just how political climate change has gotten.
So it's very, very cold out, very unseasonal. So here, Mr. President, catch this.
In January, two federal agencies declared 2014 the hottest year ever recorded, and a few days later, the U.S. Senate voted against officially acknowledging humans as a driving impact of climate change. Here in the Pelican State, our climate change issues, according to scientists, include bigger, more frequent storms and sea level rise. Torben Tornquist is an earth and environmental science professor at Tulane University.
Here along the Gulf Coast, the rate of sea level rise over the last century has been higher than basically anything we've seen in the last 7,000 years.
Tornquist first explored climate change as a grad student back in the Netherlands 25 years ago.
It is troubling to be in a place like here where these issues are perhaps even more relevant, and we're 25 years later and look where we are. We have a long, long way to go.
So we were curious, LP participants, what you think about climate change and how it's being framed here in Louisiana. I brought in Kate Richardson to help me out. There's been a lot of storms and flooding lately in your native Texas, Kate. Is everybody okay?
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for asking. Luckily, everyone in my family's got their heads above water, and they were asking about the storms here in Louisiana, which kind of ties back into our topic because we could face some pretty serious sea level rise. And so we asked people at Norman Mayer Library, how do you feel about how politicians view climate change? Let's go to the tape.
Louisiana politicians have an atrocious record in terms of their view of climate change, since most statewide Louisiana politicians are Republicans. They're playing to their base, who are climate change deniers.
I think they don't care about climate because it's not really a big topic people talk about, but they should be because it's very important.
I don't feel like the politicians are very interested in climate change. As far as natural disasters, I don't feel safe. I don't feel what they're putting in place is helping us.
It's a lot of rain dancing going on for the climate change. We get rain because they like to dance to the powwow.
And we sent that same question out via text. One and only one person said that they agree with the senators, Vitter and Cassidy. Someone else said, it's completely irresponsible. What has to happen for us as a nation, people, world to get it? The time to act is passing us by while politicians waste time asking for waivers on climate change requirements. Lots of people mentioned the oil and gas industry, as in these politicians are working with the oil and gas industry to deny climate change. Finally, the comment we got that summed it up pretty well for everyone else was someone texted us simply, there is a river and it's called denial.
Wow. And so it goes and so it flows. Both senators here in this state, David Vitter and Bill Cassidy, recently accused FEMA of being ideological for including climate change in its guidelines for disaster relief. And then there's Lenar Whitney, a state representative and Houma resident who's running for a seat in the U.S. Congress.
It was free market capitalism that created the wealthiest society the Earth had ever seen. But now both capitalism and our energy industry are under attack. And the hoax of global warming is the dagger.
But Tulane environmental scientist Torben Tornquist says companies are starting to prepare for climate change, and some other pretty big entities are too.
There are many major corporations that consider climate change and how that will affect their business. The military, the U.S. military, takes this very, very seriously. Well, really, would they do that if it was all a hoax and it was not a real issue? Of course not.
That's all for this week. Find us on Twitter at LP_NOLA and join our project by texting hello to 504-303-4348. See you next time.
Let the truth be told from young souls that become old from days spent in the jungle. Where must one go to find it? Time is real. We can't rewind it. Out of everybody I met who told the truth, time did. We find kids speaking because it's naturally in us. But the false prophet by telling us we be born sinners, vendors of hate.
be battling my own mind state at a